Time for a look at the news. It's a Monday, the 16th day of September for 2019. In the news today, Sunday afternoon, just after 3, Amador Fire Protection District crews, along with CAL FIRE, rolled to a reported vegetation fire off Ponderosa Way in the Lockwood area of Amador County. First reported at a quarter of an acre, the fire quickly grew to over 1 acre in size and was burning in heavy timber and underbrush. With the help of air attack, ground crews were able to stop the forward progress of the fire by 4 o'clock at just under 2 acres. Fire crews remained on scene into the early evening. The cause of the fire, under investigation. And firefighters were called out around 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon to multiple vegetation fires in Latrobe in the area of South Shingle and Latrobe Road. By 1:30, fire crews on scene were reporting they had contained 3 fires, 2 along South Shingle Road and 1 along Latrobe Road. The largest fire was along Latrobe Road and was contained at 1/4 acre. The other 2 along South Shingle were kept to small spot fires. According to CAL FIRE investigators, all told, Saturday's incident was caused by a vehicle malfunction and burned less than an acre.
And the Calaveras County Planning Commission discussed setback requirements, the use of generators and EIR, and more during a public hearing last week on a proposed ordinance for cannabis cultivation or commercial cannabis cultivation. Now, during the hearing, discussions ensued over how far operations should be from school bus stops and libraries, requirements for growing the minimum 6 plants for personal use, and whether generators should be allowed as a power source for growing, among other issues. Now, under the new ordinance, the ability to cultivate cannabis for both medical and adult use would allow for an increase in cultivation area from 22,000 square feet to 43,560 square feet, or 1 acre, greater restrictions on zoning and minimum parcel size, and the ability to establish up to 5 cultivation areas on a single parcel. Well, a disagreement arose over whether a new EIR should be drafted prior to establishing regulations. The planning department using the EIR that was certified with the ban ordinance with an addendum. Now, also at the hearing, Sheriff Rick DiBasilio told the commission he expects illegal activity to increase once cultivation is legalized again. The sheriff's office raided 11 illicit grow sites in 2016, 68 sites in 2017, 55 in 2018, and this year, 58. Well, DiBasilio said the department has been busting 4 to 8 illegal grow sites each week. Last week's public hearing was the commission's second meeting on the subject, and after several hours of making revisions, commissioners directed staff to bring the ordinance back this Wednesday, 9 a.m., for further review. The Planning Commission's draft ordinance on marijuana cultivation available for review on the county website.
And Jackson City Fire units, along with CAL FIRE, called to a reported vegetation fire just before 2:30 Saturday morning in the Jackson Creek Plaza. When crews arrived, they found a small shrub and tree on fire near one of the unoccupied buildings near the highway. The fire was quickly extinguished and no damage was reported to the nearby buildings. The cause of the fire reported as suspicious, and one arrest has already been made.
And a Calaveras County man arrested and booked on $100,000 bail after allegedly attacking his teenage granddaughter while a 3-year-old looked on, then struggling with arresting deputies. According to Calaveras Sheriff's Office, deputies called to a home off Riata Way in the Angels Camp area. Once on scene, deputies realized 62-year-old Raul Acedo was intoxicated. He began yelling and threatening them. Deputies were able to subdue him and get handcuffs on Acedo. Well, a 17-year-old female at the scene told deputies Acedo began yelling at her. They got into a pushing match. She tried to defend herself with a kitchen knife. At that point, she realized there was a 3-year-old in the room. She put the knife away, and Acedo attacked her. They fell to the ground. He began strangling her with his hands. The victim was taken to Mark Twain Medical Center for treatment of a bump on her head and neck injuries. Acedo faces felony charges of terrorizing and willful cruelty to a child, resulting in possible injury or death.
And a deal has been reached for Pacific Gas and Electric to pay $11 billion to a group of insurance companies representing claimants from Northern California wildfires in 2017 and 18 as the company tries to emerge from bankruptcy. Those insurance companies hold 85% of the claims from fires, including the Camp Fire that destroyed the town of Paradise and killed 86 people. In a statement, the utility says the tentative agreement was reached with the insurance does not include thousands of uninsured and underinsured fire victims who have filed their own claims against the company. Now, upon the news of the agreement, PG&E stock rose 7% in Friday trading as it removes some of the uncertainty hanging over the company as it tries to stem its financial woes.
And State Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara and his staff will host a town hall meeting tonight at the San Andreas Town Hall starting at 6. The insurance commissioner will talk on the current state of getting and maintaining homeowners insurance in the wildland-urban interface. This informational discussion will provide statewide trend data, consumer protection law updates, and risk reduction through prevention and mitigation. The public is invited to attend and share personal experiences with insurance non-renewal, as well as rate increases with the commissioner and his staff. For more info, contact the County Administrative Office at 754-6025.
And Amador County residents and Calaveras County teacher Diane Bennett has been picked out of over 100 other educators nationwide to participate in a History Day program. Bennett, a teacher at Calaveras River Academy in San Andreas, was one of 114 teachers selected nationwide to participate in the National History Day titled Legacy of World War I. Only two teachers from 58 affiliates that include the U.S., District of Columbia, American Samoa, and international school programs in China, South Asia, and South Korea are selected. Bennett will receive free tuition, graduate credits, and materials for the online program. The purpose of this program is to bring specific aspects of World War I back to the classroom annually. Over 40,000 students in grades 4 through 12 are taught historical research and analysis at schools in California.
And a foul-fueled frenzy descended upon Frogtown Friday. Advertised at $2.50 a bird or $5 a pair, almost the entire lot of just over 100 hens and chicks flew out of Frogtown. Buyers from as far away as Jackson lined up at the Calaveras County Fairgrounds Friday morning to take home one of the rescued birds, only to be turned away. According to a rep from the fairgrounds, almost all the birds sold within the first hour of the event. Confiscated from an illegal marijuana grow in Copperopolis last month, the chickens have been cared for by the Calaveras County Animal Control Services and fairground staff.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. For the latest traffic and weather, news and more, visit our website, kvgcradio.com. And remember, you can listen to KVGC on your travels, on your iPad, on your tablet, on your iPhone, smartphone device, and computer at kvgcradio.com.